today I want us to look at what it means to follow Jesus. It means that I and any other Christian, you have passed that one question test. One question. It's a test. And how you answer that test question will determine where you will spend eternity. And it's important for us to understand in our human weaknesses and our human life that that test question will arise time and time again. Are you a follower or a faker? That's the question. Are you a follower or a faker? Not everyone sitting in the pews throughout the world know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Satan gets here before anybody else does. Well, where's Jesus? You and I, as Christians, united together in the fellowship of God's house called the church, we are the body of Christ. And we are to unite together as that body. And we stand for the truth of God. Even though they slay us, I have no right, neither to you, to back off from the truth of the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and Him only can you be saved. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Test ourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail the test. The failing of the test focuses on whether or not you are a true follower of Jesus Christ. Many fakers have come in. Many fakers in the pulpit. Many fakers in leadership. Many fakers in the pew. So why don't you confront? Jesus said, I would that all would be saved. Open my house and let them come in. And in order to open the house and let whosoever will come in, we must open our heart. I may be able to recognize the face, the kinesis, or the body language of an individual and see what is going on. But only Christ can recognize the spirit of it. Listen to His word. You want to know the difference? The faker, 1 John 4, 1 through 3. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Do you remember the scripture where God lets us know that judgment begins at the house of the Lord? Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. God says, His house. Well, why would it begin here? As a Christian, aren't I free now from that judgment? Yes, as a Christian, you absolutely are. Not even an accusation can enter the realm of God concerning you. The scripture did not say that judgment begins in the church to judge Christians. Nor does it say that judgment begins to judge those who are seeking to know Christ. Judgment begins to those who belong to Satan and enter God's house. Time and time again over the years, you listen to the news of the fall of another preacher, another teacher, another Christian. so often, in the process of that fall, they are put out of a congregation. Is that biblical? Sometimes, yes. But my friends, that's not the gospel. The gospel is the power and the faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came, born of a virgin, ministered, died on a cross for your sins and my sins, and he took the hurt and the penalty for us. And when we recognize we don't deserve it, that's the proof that you know Jesus. The follower, 1 John 4:2. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. You ready? Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. That's not hard to understand, is it? Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Because only the Spirit of Christ in you will accept that. But many worship a concept. Many will worship a denomination. Many will worship the different faiths and say it's the same direction to God. It's not true. It's not scriptural. It's not of God. Well, I'm just going to have to do my own thing. Be afraid, because your own thing is not of God. Look at the humanness of each of us. Really, do you think the real us, that real temper, that real mouth that we have, that do you really think that any of that is of God? Yet, as a Christian, I know I'm heaven bound. And as a human being, Christian, I understand the flesh is weak. The spirit is strong. And being broken hurts. Hurts the body. Hurts the psyche, the brain. Hurts the spirit. But that's not the end. What does that individual human body that encompasses... It's the temple of God, you know that. Your body is the temple of God. When a child is defiled by an adult, God pays attention. So does this preacher. And let me tell you, 'twould be better that you had never been born to receive the judgment of that. And yet throughout our nation, we're seeing child pornography. We are witnessing firsthand the hell that can be raised through the evil mind of man. Faker again, 1 John 4:3. This is a big one. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God, is not from God. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. Oh, Jesus was just a good man. Yes, he was. A good man. Human flesh. God incarnate. Not just good. He wrapped himself in love, and the world rejected that love. They would not unwrap that Christmas gift called Jesus because they didn't want and didn't care what was inside. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. It is the pull the world has, anti-Christian pull. We see it in government. You witness it at schools, to where you can come here. As I've told you many times, Chaplain Vance, come and pray. Just don't close your prayer in the name of Jesus. Then get somebody else to pray. How do we as human beings think we have a right to limit the truth of God just to make us be acceptable to the world? I do not want the world accepting me, and the world doesn't. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, reaching down in the ditch of life to touch my heart, to allow me an opportunity to even proclaim His word. But the fakers are there. They're in pews. And I say, welcome. Listen. Because it is Christ who will touch your life through His word. Here's the conclusion of the test. 1 John 5:11-13. And this is the testimony. You ready for the testimony? Here it is. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Well, I thought everybody was going to live forever. Preacher, they are. Everyone's going to exist. Those who accept Christ into existing with Him throughout eternity, at the resurrection, when Jesus comes to resurrect the bodies, you and I are coming with Him back. You never thought about what that would look like, seeing your body resurrected. Here you are with Jesus as a spirit, and He's popping open those graves. That's fantasy, preacher. That's fact, world. And God says, I love you, and I want you to know that you're saved. That I love you. I want you to know it. 1 John 5:4-5. 4 and 5. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. You ready? Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. People said Christianity is so hard. That's the reason I don't follow Jesus. And the religious leaders of Jesus' day and to this day says, it's too easy. For those of you who truly believe that if you just call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. It's just too simple. And my question back is always the same. If it's so simple, how come everybody hasn't accepted Jesus? Too many have been offered the chance and refused to accept the basis of Christianity is accepting Jesus Christ for who He says He is. When you do that, it's taken care of. Will you sin? Oh, gosh, you'll bounce in and out of that ditch of life so many times. You know what makes you different? You bounce. Because you know something. I was wrong. I'm sorry, Father. Forgive me of my sin. And, I mean, it's not a second. I don't know a time on it. Because God has no time. What sin you talking about, Larry Pete? Oh, let's drop the subject, Lord. No sense in me bringing that up. Folks, we are witnessing in this generation, a full outpouring of evil. We're seeing it. Don't hide your eyes. For the Lord says in those days, those who are evil will become more evil. Those who are righteous or wanting to do what is right become more righteous and bold. The disciples of Jesus, prior to Jesus ascending to heaven, back to the Father, they still walked in fear. Even after They recognized him after the resurrection. They were afraid. They hid. And then the Lord said, as he walked, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send my Spirit to lead you in all things. And on that day of Pentecost, on that great day of a kickoff of revival, the Holy Spirit of God came down. And the power was so great, all the powerful religious leaders said, how in the world do these heathens know so much about the Scriptures? And then the next sentence says, then they took notice that they had been with Jesus. The power is within us. Don't quit on God. You stand strong in your faith. I've promised you for 20 years that I would not quit. I would continue as long as God will give me breath. I had absolutely no idea, folks, that he would call me to the type of services we're going to have in 2016. I remember those revivals and watching the faces, and the Spirit of God rested upon the congregation, and they were at peace within their heart. During a time of invitation, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about what God is wanting you to do and whether or not you have decided to run from God to get back in the world. If judgment begins at the house of God, do you not think that God will correct you as his child, because he loves us? Don't tempt him. Stand strong and true. Put the smile on your face and be proud to be called a Christian. And enjoy the life God has given you. Enjoy it. The gift from God can never be replaced. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the love and the touch that you give each of us. Forgive us, Father, for we have fallen short so many times. Strengthen us, Father, and through your strength, give us that courage to stand strong and true. In your name, thank you for the blessing of salvation through your Son. Help us now, Father, that we unite together to make a difference in the power of your name through your Son, Jesus. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.